All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Welcome in on a Tuesday, the 29th of January. Good to have you with us here. We get one of our gentlemen back. David, the Hatchet Man Hull, is back. Roberto just may never return to work at this point. You know what's amazing? People bitch about how much vacation time I have. What does Roberto have? I feel like Roberto's done one of the last 13 shows. Has he just used all his time in January? Is he taking that approach? When do we even get Roberto back?
Tomorrow, I believe. I know he's driving in some bad weather right now, he said.
Oh, well, where's he coming from?
He was up north.
That's good. Go up north during a snowstorm.
I think he was in Boyne.
David rejoins us. He looks thrilled to be here. He's got his sexy specs on. You look like $1 million. I'm not lying to you. Your wife dress you today?
No, Mike. I actually cared. I dressed myself today.
Oh, that a baby. It's good to have you back. Yesterday, you missed a doozy. We broadcasted to nobody. There was nobody on the roads, nobody at work. It felt like college radio. Sully and I just talked to each other. But we got a lot of stuff, and we'll run down the list today. Earlier, as a part of the podcast, I talked to Bobby Marks, who's ESPN's front office insider, and did all things Anthony Davis, all that stuff. That'll be on the pod. But I also did a little bit on the Pistons and got Bobby's thoughts on Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond and Tom Gores and the front office, who nobody really talks about. That portion we're going to roll with on the show today. So we'll get that in the mix. It is the one-year anniversary of the Blake Griffin trade, and it's a love-it-or-hate-it moment. I don't think you can be in between. We'll get into that. Sully, you know, attention, and no, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't generally do a lot of reading of the Freeper news for Red Wing coverage when the team's awful. And that's okay. We like them being awful. Want that pick. But Sully had a big opinion about the possibility of the Wings holding at the deadline, which is straight from the lips of Holland. They have pieces like Nyquist and Jimmy Howard and Jansen. And look, they got pieces. They got the ability. Oh, thank you, Michael. That included a pen, too. My lucky day. I actually didn't mind kind of just starting with that. You want to get frisky? Let's do a rare moment here on Red Wings, and we can get our hockey nistas in the mix if they want a party. And again, it was just... It's bizarre to me, but then I remember Holland is still here. And Holland told the news, much will depend on the market, how many teams will be buying at that point, how many will be selling. I'll make phone calls and see what other teams are thinking. But as we approach 2019-20, and we have a summer before it to potentially sign other free agents and our young players progress and take another step forward, we'd like to be in position to make a run at the playoffs. Ah, there it is. And the article talks about Jimmy Howard and Cronwell and Jensen and Witkowski, Gus Nyquist, Vanek, potential unrestricted free agents July 1. Of that group, Howard, Jensen, Nyquist would appear to be the Wings are targeting to re-sign. And there might be the question for you. Is that really what anybody wants? Look, the Wings are finally doing this right, even if it's an unintended consequence of doing it wrong. They're finally bottoming out. Why would you want to re-sign Howard, Nyquist, and Jensen? In fact, shouldn't you still be in the game of asset accumulation? And I'm certainly not going to be this, I'm not levying some massive opinion. I won't be authoritative about it because I'm going to be upfront with you. I don't much care. I mean, hockey of the big four is number four for me in the Wings. They'll get my attention back when they put a product on the ice worth watching. But why would you want to re-sign these guys when you're just at the point you're doing it right? And no, I would be surprised if you got a first-round pick for any of these guys. That's probably what the Wings are asking for. But a second with some protections or a third with protections that based on if they go to that team and that team succeeds, it could be upgraded. That happens all the time in the NHL. It's actually one of the coolest things about the NHL. Hey, this pick, if you suck, it just stays a three. But if you win two playoff series, it's a two. And if you go to the Stanley Cup final, it's a one. I wish we'd do that in basketball. That's sweet. But my point is, where are Red Wing fans at with this? A, would you understand them holding at the deadline? I wouldn't. I think it'd be ridiculous. But B, Kenny Holland using that dirty P word, not the one you're thinking of, playoffs, and there you already know this whole re-signing stuff. That's from the lips of Holland. But Nyquist, Jensen, Howard, I don't want to re-sign any of them. I want to trade him. Trade him as hired guns for another team and move on. Or is that just an ignorant, non-hockey niece to take? I'm actually quite content with the little Red Wings. Young guys are playing well, developing. Larkin, developing. You've been able to add extra draft capital to the mix. Why not get some more? But, man, the idea of holding Howard, Jensen, and Nyquist with the idea of re-signing them? No. Zero interest. But maybe you do. I wanted to take your pulse on that to start the show today. I know it's wacky opening a show with a little Red Wings. I'm dipping my toe in the water. I wanted to see if there was a little appetite for this. I didn't want to go right back to Lions or basketball, and we got the Marks interview that we'll get to. I figured, let me show my hockey people a little love. You're kind of like forgotten trolls. I don't pay a whole lot of attention to you because the team's terrible. But now, what the hell? I want your opinion. Just because I read it and thought it was a terrible idea and thought it was complete nonsense doesn't mean that's true. So I figured I'd allow the hockey people, if they wanted an opportunity to either vent or lash out and educate me, what the hell? We'll start out with it. Let me throw the number out. 248-539-9797. Sully, I know you have a very vitriolic take on this, so try to control yourself. I mean, I just think it's silly, and I'm not going to believe this until the deadline passes and they haven't done anything. Then I'd be angry. But, I mean, to me, it's Kenny Holland being Kenny Holland until the time Kenny Holland ain't here no more. And it's unfortunate because I'd be shopping these guys for assets. No eye on re-signing them. None.
Well, I mean, I'd be upset if they did re-sign Howard. They should. I mean, they're so close right now to really building something nice for the future. Just go all in with that. Don't kind of backtrack and regress and say, you know what, we need to go sign Jimmy Howard. We need to sign Cronwell. No. How about you trade those guys and try to get some sort of asset for them? I would be upset if they just simply re-signed Jimmy Howard. I think it would be a mistake by Ken Holland, and I can't say I'd be too surprised because he's always kind of done stuff like this and the past decade, but no, at some point you do have to just rid yourself of the older veterans, rid yourself of those types of players, and just go all young, which is what they're doing right now, but go all in with it.
Right, and they're developing that core right before our eyes. And, it, you know, it's not just Larkin or AA or Mantha, but, you know, Rasmussen, Zadina will be here, Chalowski. They've got a core, and I don't know. I can't trust Ken Holland to do this right. I can't because I think he's a very proud man and a very stubborn man. His feelings on rebuilds are well documented. That's why it's frightening he's still here guiding a rebuild. Next year and making the playoffs, that could all happen. But I don't need Howard, Nyquist, and Jensen to do it. I still want to have assets. Yes, David.
See, but here's the problem, though, Mike. Is the key word you said is playoffs. That's what was mentioned in this article.
Frightening.
But here's another key moment, and it's Holland's fault, and I'm no hockey expert, but where's the goaltender prospect in the minors for the Wings? They don't have one. So he's talking about wanting to make the playoffs next year. You can't do that if you don't have a goaltender. They don't have a young prospect that's good enough for the NHL next year.
I don't care.
They don't have it. And yes, they should trade Howard, trade him for a first-round pick, second-round pick, whatever you can get. But if he wants to make the playoffs next year, you don't have a goaltender for the team. So So that's why he's thinking, oh, we want to possibly re-sign him.
Here, go,
that's
go
the problem.
Trade, go trade for Bobrovsky. He wants out of Columbus.
Do something.
There you go.
But it's Holland's fault. It's his fault.
I understand it.
He's the reason we don't have a prospect now. So he's looking for playoffs, but you don't have a young prospect. So you got to keep an old goaltender in Howard.
David, listen, here's the deal. I mean, like I said, I loosely follow this. This is not my main focus. Basketball's my deal. Nobody even knows who the Islanders' goalies are. They've given up the fewest goals in the league. You know, your defensive core is a big part of it. The Islanders don't have some star, and the Islanders are actually winning games this year. I don't know, David. I guess I'll focus on that when I get there. Like, when you rebuild, you just put your head down and rebuild. You don't think about anything else. You just do everything. You're in the accumulation phase. And then you accumulate so many assets that when you find the hole in the wall and you want to go patch it, you dip into your bucket of assets and you patch it. I just don't see the wisdom in keeping these guys around. And no one is suggesting that they are the most popular players available. I'm just saying I much prefer draft picks and much prefer that accumulation phase than when I hear Kenny Holland start talking about next year, playoffs, and this idea they want to target Howard, Nyquist, and Jensen. It's like, why?
Well, I prefer a direction. Right? It seems like with the Pistons and with the Red Wings right now, we're seeing articles about the word holding at the deadline. Both teams, they're just going to hold. They're not going to do anything. Maybe they're just going to kind of chill. At least just have a direction one way or the other. I'm sick of hearing this hold word.
And I've been honest about it. Like, I think the Wings are close to being watchable again, being interesting, I should say. Next year, let's say it works out for them. They win the draft lottery. Next year, you have Zadina to look forward to, who you draft at number one, another year of development from the young guys, maybe with a lot of the capital that you've built up in the draft, you can swing a trade. It's like getting in on the ground floor. Next year would be a year I could start to watch the Wings again, to get in on the ground floor and go on the adventure with this young group, right? But if you do things like this, it makes me not want to watch. I guess that's kind of where I'm at. I'm being selfish about it. I'd like to watch them. And I just think they're so close to being on the right path and they're so close to finishing what they need to do. Don't take a couple steps backwards. 248-539-9797. I took a chance. We started with a little hockey. Go ahead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.